Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The lollygagging.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Sturdy's Daily brought to you by Tacova's Python Boots. If anybody's interested, great fit, great look.
That is not accurate.
Got a location over in the Rice Village.
They have a good ostrich, too.
Yeah, they got some ostrich. Got a little bit of everything over there. Maybe get some gator.
Not the sponsor.
Well, I'm just telling you. Just giving everybody a good example. It's a good sample. You can own this sign.
You could.
You can own this billboard every day at 4 o'clock. Come on out. You can sponsor Dirty's Daily. We are wide open. We are every day. We're running through them. So you can be next. I'm talking about sponsors. I'm talking about sponsors, Ron, not running through something else.
I did not flinch, Tyler.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm proud of you for that.
We are up at Walk-On's 99 and Kirkendall. Come on through in spring. Come on through and hang out. The food is great. Drinks are cold. We got plenty of room. We got giveaways, y'all. We got giveaways. Starts with the glasses that we'll be giving away every football Friday. Today is the Area 45 guys. We got plenty of those left. So come on through, grab you one of those. We've got gift cards as well. Have you already given all those out, Ron?
We still got a couple of those.
Still got a couple of gift cards to give out. And we got the Texans tickets. The Texans tickets for later in the season. We'll be giving those away in the 5 o'clock hour. So come on through.
Danielle Hunter, too.
That's right. Damn, I almost forgot about that. Danielle Hunter, autographed football. By the way, speaking of Danielle Hunter, did y'all see what the defensive line gifted him for his 100th sack?
Did not.
Last week? I'll be honest. I didn't. When I first saw it, I was like, what are we doing these days, boys? Y'all make way too much money to be giving my man a wooden frames picture of himself for getting 100 sacks.
Well, was it like a rich mahogany?
Well, no. If you zoom in on the picture, I believe it's got every sack. I think it's got every sack that he's gotten, all 100 sacks. Are identified on the frame, like etched into the frame. That's so neat. It was actually pretty cool. It was probably a pretty expensive wood, and then it was probably a pretty expensive design. But when I first looked at it, I was like, "Damn, you mean to tell me they gave him an action shot? He got 100 sacks and he got an action shot of himself. Damn, that's why. What did he sign it? But no, if you zoom in on it, it's actually pretty cool. But I say all that to say we've got a
not a good.
We've got a Daniil Hunter autographed football or helmet?
That's right. Football right there.
Football. So come on through and win a little something, man. Have you some cold drinks. We've seen a lot of beer consumed already. We've seen a nice couple at the bar a little earlier, just taking shots and drinking cold beer at lunch. I wonder what happens when you go home at 2 o'clock and you've snuggled up at the bar and kind of had some heavy petting and several drinks. Ron, I wonder what happens when they get home.
He had the opportunity to have a great time.
Man, I'm going to tell you, that brother right there is in a perfect spot. I mean, boy, I tell you, slow Friday afternoon.
My man right here has been here since the top of the show. He saw it.
He knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's in a good state. Ain't no telling what that old fella's up to right now. But boy, I tell you what. Hang on, Bubba. Hang on. Be all right. Ron, this is
– toes curling.
There's ain't no doubt. Somebody's there's a big unknown in this game, and it obviously has to do with the injuries at the top of the wide receiver room. And no Nico Collins, no Christian Kirk. At least they've not practiced to date. They're expected to be ruled out when the injury report drops today. I've seen a couple of different reports that they are expected to be ruled out by the team when they drop the injury report. Which it shouldn't surprise anybody. One's got a concussion and one's got an old man hamstring. That is a major problem.
That held him out last week.
It's held him out multiple games this year. What's he played, two?
Yep.
So, it's Christian Kirk, Nico Collins. The way this wide receiver room was constructed this year, you were heavily depending on those guys not only playing well, but staying healthy throughout. Because let's be honest, at this point, even if Christian Kirk was healthy, if you lose Nico Collins, you've got some major problems in a sense of how you're going to create opportunities for your quarterback and really how your offensive coordinator is going to turn the tide here. But the biggest unknown, given the set of circumstances that they have, Ron, I think the one positive that I think stood out last week against Seattle was Jalen Noel. I think, you know, he is the one guy this week that is a huge unknown, had a great game last week, showed that he could not only play and you know, listen and retain a playbook and then go out there and execute it, but he proved that he could go up over NFL defensive backs and make big plays. He proved that he could do that in a critical moment, in a drive that we had to get a chunk play just to get a field goal attempt. And then throughout the game, he was instrumental in us even having a shot down the stretch once our defense – started getting the turnovers. And so Jalen Noel, I think, is the one here that is a huge unknown. I like what I've seen. And he's got to be the guy, Ron, that when I look at Nick Caley, he's got to be leaning heavily into Jalen Noel.
I don't think he showed enough for Robert Saleh is like, hey, man, we got to take him away. Right? Like,
no,
yeah,
hell
I, you know
no.
what I mean? Like, I – like, even though you look at it and you say, well, I mean, who are the guys that are going to hurt us? I still don't think that Robert Saleh is approaching it in any manner of, like, Jalen Noel's their explosive player, so that's the one we got to get eyes to. He should have an opportunity, and he should not only have an opportunity because I don't think that the Niners and Robert Saleh are going to be just keying in on him like they got to stop, but he should have an opportunity because that's who Nick Caley and company should be trying to get the ball to.
Well, look, the opportunity is there. He's going to get run. C.J. Stroud clearly has good chemistry with him. He is a very friendly – he's a very quarterback-friendly wide receiver. And what I'll be honest with you, man, what's really stood out to me is the playmaking ability and the – you know – I know there's a lot of fans out there that just hell because Nick drafted him early. They think these guys can. I had a guy going back and coming at me on Twitter the other day about how Higgins can create separation. My ass. I mean, we ran a go route and got behind somebody. He's not a receiver that's going to create separation. Now,
well, at least we haven't seen it consistently.
Well, right. I mean, I'm talking about what you can believe in. I mean, hell, he may one day. Hell, I hope he can. But right now, Jalen Noel has proven early on that he can make plays, he can create separation, he's quarterback friendly, he can run the whole route tree. And the thing that I'll be honest, I kind of pigeonholed him as an inside receiver. I do think he's a guy that can go outside and do some different things. Not ideal, but I think he can go out there and do that. And here's the Jalen Noel thought for the day, right? Thought of this game for me is if Jalen Noel is not a receiver that they use in multiple ways, right? It's one thing to have all of your weapons in the wide receiver room and not move Nico because you've got other guys that you feel like you can trust and you got confidence in. All right? But you are down the only two guys on this offense that you know absolutely can make plays in Christian Kirk and Nico Collins. I mean, you have absolutely have to move around, and I mean move around Jalen Noel in a big way. I said it earlier, and I'm not joking. He is a guy, a body type, a guy that we've seen return punts in a way that he offers you something out of the backfield.
How many touches you think? Like, if you're speaking about the unknown.
If I'm not taking that Nick Caley's calling the plays into consideration, I mean, it would be in the teens. It'd be 12, 13.
Really, touches?
No. Well, targets, touches.
Attempts to try to get him the ball. Really?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have anybody else, Ron. He's the only guy that – I legitimately believe this. Like, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I'm saying if I'm watching the Texans' body of work as a whole, and I've watched Jalen Noel return punts, I've watched Jalen Noel catch a screen, I've watched, I believe, Jalen Noel catch a jet sweep type handoff. And every one of them, he has a unique ability to set up blocks, he has great instincts, he has the speed to turn the corner, and his body type is, he's short, but he's thick. And so it's not like you're turning around and handing the ball to a guy that can't turn the corner, Xavier Hutchinson, or you're turning around and handing the ball to a guy that has no business, you know, doing anything other than playing a wide receiver and running a route tree, Higgins, right? This is a guy that if we don't see him, I don't want to go to the extreme, even though I personally will. I don't want to go to the extreme of this, but what the hell? Like, if we don't see him catch a toss out of the backfield, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
If we don't see him
catch – behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, absolutely. If we don't see them come to the line of scrimmage and you think, okay, we got Nick Chubb in the game. You got one back in the game, and it's Nick Chubb, and everybody believes, hey, man, this is coming downhill between the tackles. And you break the huddle, and you run Nick Chubb out, and you snap the ball with a sense of urgency, but you run Nick Chubb out in the slot, and you put Noel in the backfield, and you toss that thing opposite Chubb, or hell, toss it to Chubb, let Chubb lead block, whatever you want to do. Like, those kind of wrinkles, I just believe you got it. You got to do it. You mentioned Woody Marks earlier. Like, I think Woody, it's going to be hard this week to take Woody Marks and Jalen Noel off the field, just simply because of what you have available.
I mean, they seem to me your most explosive player.
Right.
Those two.
So it's like, I think in this game alone, I mean, just for the sake of you don't have many weapons, I think we've got to see Jalen Noel used in a way that's almost unfair for a rookie. Hey, man, I know this is literally the eighth week of your NFL career, but we're fixing to ask you to line up all over the place. And we're going to ask you to motion. We're going to run your legs off. We're going to hope you can make a bunch of plays. This should be a Jalen Noel showcase game. We should get done with this game, and the whole fan base, win, lose, or draw, the whole fan base should be super excited about what's possible with Jalen Noel. Like, I don't think it's unfair to expect that to happen, given the circumstances and given what we've seen. So we'll see there with Jalen Noel and how that works out. Here, before we get out, let's go, Tyler. Let's hear from Nick Caserio. This is the general manager after what Noel was able to do last week. This was Nick Caserio talking about Jalen Noel on Texans All Access Wednesday.
Jalen's worked really, really hard. He's a good kid. He's got a good attitude. He's got a good approach. He has good skills. That's why we drafted him where we did. So how that, you know, if we figured out that rotation relative to who's playing, who's available, who's not. I mean, with Christian, that kind of happened there late in the week. So we kind of had to make some adjustments. We'll see where we are after the game the other night, who's going to be available, and try to figure out what's the best deployment of our personnel.
I like the deployment of our personnel. I like the fact that that's what they're talking about. At least that's what Nick's talking about. Again, I made the point earlier in the show how involved Nick is. I like the thought of we're going to deploy guys accordingly. And I don't know how you arrive at deploying guys accordingly with Nico and Christian looking like they're not going to play and not being heavy, heavy, heavy Jalen Noel. So,
yeah. You just don't have any. I mean, you look at it, it's Dalton Schultz and Woody Marks, well, and then one of these three receivers, these Iowa State players.
I mean, with the right plan, again, 30,000-foot view, on paper, I've got hope. You put Jaden Higgins in Nico Collins' spot. You put Xavier Hutchinson in his spot, which he's been playing field. He's been really been playing all over, but put him at the field receiver. And then you put Jalen Knoll at where Christian Kirk typically plays. You keep Woody Marks on the field as much as you possibly can. Dalton Schultz is going to play till his legs fall off, and you know, you roll with that. I mean, that's got, like, we can't, you know, I'm watching that film last week, and as much as I like Harrison Bryant and as much as I like the way that they can rotate, you know, those guys and rotate those running backs, and as I've said a million times, I like Dari Gumbawale, but we are just not in a spot where we weren't then, but we're damn sure not now in a spot where we can waste snaps and waste drives. That's with all those guys on the field.
Someone texted and said they're afraid that Dari's going to get more action now. They have less weapons.
It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me one bit. I just, at some point, you know, kind of to my C.J. Stroud take earlier, which we'll get to in another segment. I'm not going to get to it right now, but you know, C.J.'s got to be a little bit more selfish in this thing and think about himself. At some point, Nick Cayley's got to be selfish and think about himself. At some point, Nick Cayley's got to. I mean, it's just bad football. It's dumb football. There's no explanation. There's nothing that justifies Dari Agunbowale going into a game with Dari Agunbowale as your third down back. Given what we've seen from Nick Chubb and Woody Marks, there's no reason to go into a game early in games and Dari be your third down back. There's zero excuse. It's bad football. It's poor decisions. It's becoming a fireable offense at this point, because it's not just that. It's rotating the guards. It's all the mess. And so, yeah, look, I just think you're structured in a way right now with these injuries where – I don't know how you, because you look at the way they've been doing it. You're talking about 50% of your snaps, probably more than that. If you look at what 50% of your snaps, there's going to be no Woody Marks and there's going to be no Jalen Knoll on the field. Like, how do you justify that right now?
And who would be in their place? Berrios and Chubb and Dari Agunbowale.
Yeah. I mean, it just you can't justify it right now. It's not sound. It's just not good football, man. It's not. I tell you what I'm really frustrated with, and maybe this is a different segment, but I'm really frustrated with them acting like, you know, there's no sense of urgency to get better in these games by changing course of what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a frustration.
What they're doing, it's just going to keep working.
Yeah, I mean, and trying to justify to
it's
us.
It's more the execution and not.
Well, trying to justify to anybody. I mean, the fan base should be irate with this left guard rotation. I mean, and it just gets worse when they try to act like it's normal. Like Nick Cayley was asked, hey, man, can you confidently say that it's a better offense with guys rotating left guard than if you let one play? And he goes into talking about cross training and guys that played left tackle. It's just. It's just bad. Bad decisions, bad football.
Yep. All right, coming up, there's some news. This may be helpful for the Texans winning this game on Sunday. Some news as we go into the game Sunday against the 49ers just dropped a few minutes ago. We'll let you know what that is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, we are back. Congratulations to all of our winners. We still have plenty more prizes to give away. You can get your free oil change at Tom Ball Ford coming up. Also, we've got multiple $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and the big one coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets to a future Texans game, courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers. So all of that still. And if you have not done so, you can take home a glass as we're doing. What happened? Oh, take home a glass. looky here. And you can take home Area 45. You can take home a glass as they. Oh, God, guys. And you can win take home a glass if you've got the full set, like Tyler. Tyler's almost there. He needs one more. And, hey, he may have to come back to get it. he may have to go and get it later on to win that. But you can win the Area 45 set today. A lot going on in here right now. A lot going on. And you could be here having a good time with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. TV's everywhere if you want to watch the World Series. This is a good spot to do it if you want to watch some college football that'll be on tonight. There is a lot going on in TVs all over the place. We're here at Walk-Ons here in Spring enjoying ourselves. All right, Clint, this is some news here that has just passed from the 49ers. We'll get the full injury report when that comes out. But they have officially ruled out Brock Purdy, the quarterback. So it will be... it will be Mac Jones. He will get the ball. They've also ruled out – I mean, he's become their number one receiver, Ricky Pearsall. He has missed the last couple of – or he missed the last game at least, but he is ruled out with that knee injury. He has been their number one wide receiving target. So those two guys, Pearsall and Brock Purdy, are going to be out for this game, already ruled out by the San Francisco 49ers. So Mac Jones gets the ball again for the Niners.
Yeah, look, that makes sense. He's 4-1. He's played well. There's not a ton of difference in a sense of how they approach the game between the two different quarterbacks. And now one of them's obviously a $250 million man, and the other one's just kind of a journeyman. But we'll see how that goes for Mac Jones. But yeah, look, I think when you for the Texans, I would have liked to seen a hobbled guy that didn't practice much or half practice throughout the week versus a guy that's 4-1. He's hot. He understands the offense. He's in a rhythm. He seems to be all healthy, relatively speaking. I'm sure he's sore, but just healthy in the sense of being able to practice, being able to prepare. So I would rather see the banged-up guy if there's not a whole hell of a lot of difference. So looks like Shanahan would rather start the guy that's healthy too. So
yeah, we'll see. And for the Texans, I mean, this Like, the only difference is Brock is a little bit more mobile.
Yeah.
He can do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Mac is that dude ain't going nowhere. Daniil and Will Anderson, he's less athletic than Sam Darnold. They got a chance to get back there and know where he is going to be. So I think the run element or the escapability element, even just a throw, lessens with Mac Jones out there. That's an advantage for, especially with this pass rush to Texas.
Yeah, look, knowing where the quarterback's going to be is a big plus. And Mac Jones is a guy that you can take it to the bank where he's going to be. 7 yards between directly behind the center, 7 yards deep. And the problem with San Francisco, or the problem that the Texans defense is going to have, is that they are so aggressive upfield that they're going to have a hard time containing the running back. They're going to line him up in different places. They're going to short motion him. They're going to long motion him. They're going to screen him. They're going to run him. And so containing that guy is going to be the key up front, not at all the quarterback. So they're going to have their hands full in that department, and that's going to be the key to the game ultimately. But there's no doubt. I mean, if Mac Jones hurts you in any way, shape, or form with his legs, boy, you're in a bad spot.
Yeah. So that is the latest there as Brock Purdy out for this game. Mac Jones will get the start. Ricky Pearsall, who's been their top wide receiver this year, he is out for this game too. So the two top receivers for each wide receivers for each team are out of this game. Nico Collins, you all right?
I'm good.
Okay, because you got the look like you want to take this thing off. I will get off the tracks with you. Tyler.
No,
don't do it. Yeah, let's get to the Rockets. The Rockets, they have their home opener tonight, and my man is ready. He is in Rockets gear right now. I do wonder, because this is the thing that I've been hearing since that first game, and obviously it's not solved. But maybe I don't feel great, but I feel better about where the Rockets will be from the point guard perspective down the line. Like I looked at it and I said, okay, I think Amen Thompson is going to grow into that role. And then you could see it, Clint. It's not like, hey, man, this ain't Chris Paul. Like, one guy's going to come down here and set up the offense all the time, right? Like, Şengün brought it up and set up the offense, and it was run through him at times. KD brought it up, and it was run through him sometimes. Amen brought it up. Reed brought it up. And I think Reed and Amen will only grow with the more reps that they get, and I think they'll all only grow with how they want to run things. I think I saw a lot of people saying right now the Rockets need to trade for him. I saw Kenyon Martin on that podcast, him and Gilbert Arenas. He's like, if anybody's a point guard, they need to go knocking down the door, calling the Rockets. I'm not saying they can't improve, you know, where they are. Yes, Fred would, you know, was a key loss for them and would make this team better than they are right now with more experience and what he can do and as a point guard. But I feel better watching that first game thinking, all right, once they get to March, April, and towards the end of the regular season, I feel like they're going to be in a pretty good spot where it's not going to be something that just absolutely kills them.
Well, look, I think they're in a comfortable spot right now with their guard situation. As you mentioned, Amen Thompson and all the different guys that are in the starting rotation that potentially can run the offense. But I think the bigger part of it is Aaron Holiday is always the guy that you can go to. To me, and that's obviously not the guy you want being the starting or anything to that nature, but he is always a guy that in the place, if Reed Shepherd plays half the season and just doesn't ever figure it out or seems like he's going to be he's a year away, then Holiday can be a guy that can fill in and help lessen that load.
Yeah.
So I like the position they're in. I don't think it's necessarily great, but I think it's comfortable.
Yeah, I didn't walk away thinking, like, I've seen this a lot off of one game. I didn't walk away thinking, oh my God, they're hosed. They're screwed.
Well, I mean, if your biggest problems are Reed Shepherd and Tari Eason not having a good outing, that's a pretty good night. And you went to double overtime. That's a pretty good night.
Yeah, no, it was. So they'll get going tonight against the Pistons. The Pistons are a pretty good team, but a team that they should be able to handle tonight. Cade Cunningham, who really burst onto the scene last year, good player. But the way the Rockets are rolling and look the part thus far in their one game, they should be able to to handle those guys tonight. All right, coming up as we continue here live from Walk-Ons here in Spring, we'll look at the major matchups on each side of the ball, the big matchups coming up. We already understand there is some change in the lineup. There will be no Brock Purdy. Mac Jones will start again. So that is helpful, I think, for the Texans. But we'll look at the matchups that you need to be watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Coming up next.
Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. I can't stop.
All right, congratulations to our latest winner. I don't know if he's supposed to be out and about, so I won't put his name out there. But he is wearing red. But congratulations to our latest winner. And you can be a winner as well here. Make your way on out here to Walk-Ons here in Spring. I know it's around that time, folks, is getting off work. You're trying to get your Friday set up right. This is the time to go ahead and do it. They got good food, good drinks, and this is a great spot to do it. So come on out. TV's everywhere for you to take in everything that that you want to watch this evening. Hey, we'll be here till 6, but you can go much further down the time frame than 6 o'clock if you come on out and hang out. There is not a better spot to go and hang out on a Friday night to get things going over this weekend. All right, Clint, as we look at things with the Texans in, again, Clint, I feel like we've been here three times this year. This is a gotta-have-it game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another one, they had to have it against the Ravens earlier this year. They had to have it against the Titans. I don't think we were saying that against Seattle last week, but now the way that game.
Hey, I was.
The way that game.
I quit them as soon as it's over.
I thought you just quit the offense.
Well, I mean, hell, the offense is so bad they can't help the top defense in the league.
That's a damn shame. You ain't lying. The 12 points a game they was giving up still got them around that 2-4 area of the season. But listen, it's another got to have it game right here. You know, obviously you dropped to 2-5. I mean, with just the shock of it all, you're the other team in your division that's leading your division happens to have the best record in football. So that is the other thing, and they're playing the Titans. And so you might as well chalk that up to 7-1 for the Colts. So, yeah, it is another got-to-have-a-game. And when you look at a got-to-have-a-game, let's start with the best part of this team, the defense. When you look at the Texans' defense, when the 49ers have the ball, we just talked about it, we know there will be Mac Jones as the starting quarterback. Their top receiver, Pearsall, is not going to be there. Juwan Jennings should be there. George Kittle returned last week. He didn't have any catches in the game, but he should be going again. And obviously, Christian McCaffrey is back to looking like the old Christian McCaffrey in terms of being able to kill you running the football and receiving the football. What for you are the key matchups when the 49ers have the ball and the Texans are on defense?
Well, I think it's whatever they decide to do with George Kittle. I think that's the key here, right? Is you know, whether it's your nickel defender, your linebackers, you with Jalen Smith back healthy, if you've got a man package where you can move one of your corners in to handle him if they start ripping you up in the pass game kind of deal. So I think it's George Kittle and whoever, however they decide to defend him. He's the one. Look, Christian McCaffrey's at all 11. You know, task. I mean, all 11 guys have to keep him in front of them and rally to tackle. He'll make one guy miss. Everybody has to know where he's at all times. That's the all 11 there. So that's the elephant in the room. But I think George Kittle, not letting him hurt you in the pass game is a big part, a bigger part to this game than one would think.
Yeah, and that's the part is the Texans may need to get creative to make sure they stop that, right? Like I don't know that just putting linebackers and safeties or maybe it could work, maybe you bracket it, but I don't know.
I think that's the quandary that the 49ers put you in is do you go lighter in the box at the linebacker position and think that you can hold up in the run game with the likes of a Trent Williams, you know, led offense with George Kittle being that physical tight end and you know, Juszczyk being the fullback. So, I mean, do you go light to try to take care of all these guys that are like unique weapons in the pass game, or do you stay heavy, stop the run, and then you get exposed when Christian or Kittle or Juszczyk or one of these guys get out, you know, in man defense, in some kind of man defense. So, you know, that's why they're good. That's why they're a good football team. That's why Kyle Shanahan is good, is because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I think you know, the how you handle, you know, the next best weapon is big here.
Yeah, I think the middle of the field is going to be key. I think Christian McCaffrey in the passing game is going to be big, and you could see those are the two that could really hurt them right there in the middle of the field. And I'm with you. You kind of mentioned it earlier with Derek Stingley. I think you can't be afraid to be creative there, and potentially him or Kamari Laster to use those. Because I mean, the thought of Christian McCaffrey on linebackers and Henry Toa in the passing game is a scary thought. Hell, even on Petrie, is a bit of a scary thought.
Look, this is a game where Christian Harris, the version of Christian Harris that we thought we had, not the guy that's attacking people on the damn bench, but the guy that actually we thought we had, like, this is a game where he would be critical. I mean, huge. This is one of those games where, you know, it could make him, you know, a 10-year vet and a guy that makes millions of dollars in the league versus, again, being a security guard on the bench. That part of it is I don't think that's an option. But we talked a little bit about the secondary. I mean, this is – the Texans are unique in a way of I don't know how much fall-off. Now, there's obviously fall-off, so all my football heads relax a little bit. There's an obvious fall-off. But I don't know how much of a fall-off it is in the ability to defend the run if you've got Kamari and Petrie, one of those two guys that are inside at a backer position, right? As a nickel and dime defender kind of deal. If you have them in there, I don't know how much your ability to defend the run actually falls off, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got options. The level of physicality that those corners that Petrie and Kamari Lassiter in particular play with, I think is going to be big. MJ Stewart playing in the box, and he has been a much better player than I thought he was going to be when CJ Gardner got released. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Other side, how about the key matchups for you in your mind when the Texans have the ball and they're on and they're on offense?
We talked about it a little earlier in 4 o'clock. Dirty's Daily. Like I think Jalen Noll and his. I don't care who's guarding necessarily, but whoever that matchup is, we got to make it hard on that guy. You know what they at the end of this game, or let's say in the second half of this game, Jalen Noll has to have been used in a way of like. The 49ers come out and go, okay, regardless of what the score is, we understand that they've got the Texans, they've got really one guy that can beat us, that's Jalen Noll. One guy that we've got to know where he's at. They're using him in creative, exotic ways. Like, we've got to get to that point with Jalen Noll. So I think it's Jalen Noll and however they decide to defend him. So not necessarily a matchup. I know I'm dancing around your question, but to me that's the
Jalen Noll, whatever matchup that is.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to use. You know, if it's in the slot, then it's just Upton, Stout, and Jalen Noll, and Jalen Noll's got to figure out a way to win right there, which I think he can. I think they'll get some big plays out of him. Jalen Noll versus this secondary, really Higgins versus this secondary, Jalen Noll versus all of those guys versus San Francisco's secondary should be able to make plays. But Jalen Noll is the one that I think has the best chance. So I'd go Jay. If I got to give a matchup, I'd go Jalen Noll, Upton Stout in the slot.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz to me, the Niners have been hurt pretty consistently by tight ends. I would say not of all have had great games, but I would say six of their seven games, tight ends have given them problems. Tight ends have given them issues in six of the seven games that they played. So. I think Dalton Schultz, no Fred Warner. Remember, he's on the IR. He is out for the season, and he is somebody usually in the middle of the field. So to me, I would look at Dalton Schultz, a guy I think they've had some really good success the last three ball games getting him the ball and getting him involved, and that seems to be maybe a weak spot right now for the 49ers.
I like it.
And without Fred Warner, even more. If Fred was there, obviously you feel a lot better if you were Robert Saleh, but I think that is the space to go. All right. By the way, before we get to 5 o'clock fire, and we'll let you know the official injury report is out. We'll let you know who is the designations for everybody. Are you concerned about Derek Stingley? He struggled last week and just hasn't looked the same this year. You concerned about him?
No, I'm not worried about Derek Stingley Jr.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good. All right. I would say I'm worried. I wonder if he's hurt. I wonder if the injury is in some way keeping him from playing to the level that we're used to seeing. But it has been different from the last year and a half. He's been a top three at worst, top four corner in the league. And last year he was top two, clearly.
Look, I think there's something to keep an eye on with Derek Stingley. I think there's something to keep an eye on with Kalen Bullock. You know, those are two guys that made major impacts in critical moments last year, and we just hadn't seen it this year. So, I think you keep an eye on some of those guys. It's just the season's not as good as expected right now. And until I see more, I'm all right.
Yeah. All right, text line coming through. Every time I swear when I tune in, Clint – always has to move in talking about packages.
Yeah, he packages. Did say man package a second
Did he
ago.
Say man package?
Yeah.
Man, I was talking about man coverage, man to man package.
But then you said man package.
But you said if they got a man package.
That's all right.
Yeah. I mean, that's all right.
That's a little man package.
Nothing like a good little package talk.
I should have been looking at the stream. I bet Tyler was probably dying
I was staring directly into the camera.
Yeah. And not just packages, man packages.
Yeah.
Deluxe nut package.
That too. I would not. I would not be in that category. Hank. God bless his soul. Was
all right. Your brother had the big ones.
Every chance you get to talk about your brother and his.
It was impressive, man.
And his nuts.
It was impressive.
Just go there. Yeah. Yeah.
He had a set. Okay. He got all of them in the family.
Thanks, man. I didn't think you were going to keep riding through hard on that, man. Yes. There we go.
I had to live with it, man. I had to grow up with it, you know?
All right.
You got a man like that running around the house naked all the time. You learn how to, I mean, it's like, golly, man. I got cheated at birth.
Yeah, well. Coming up next here, 5 o'clock fire as we continue right here live on The Drive. You still have opportunities to win prizes here. If you are in the building and you've not signed your name, put your name in our raffle box. And if you are on the way in, you give yourself a chance. Our guy, he was here with us yesterday, just walking in. He'll put his name in the raffle box.
Yeah, he was.
There he is. You got a chance to win tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free oil change, Tomball Ford. You still have plenty of options to get in here and have a good time and win prizes. 5 o'clock fire. We'll look at the Rockets. They got their home opener, as well as getting you caught up completely on the injured list. As we have that out available now, we know officially who's in and out. And we've got game one. The World Series gets started tonight. My man John Lopez said he's going to be pulling for the Dodgers, which was an odd thing. And I feel like Tyler almost quit him on the spot. But a lot to get to as the sports world is abuzz. We'll do that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.